One of the things we know, hopefully, from learning the first 10 or so dafin here, Masechta Shavuos, is that part of the musafin was a goat, which was brought as a chatas, right? So all these different se'irim that have been flying all over the place in the last few dafin, a mikra yoytze midei pshutai, part and parcel of the carbon musaf involved a single goat, a male, a se'ir, a sa'ir, right? And it was brought as a chatas. Now, just to appreciate this a little bit better. Really, the carbon musaf, you know, even though it's a musaf, balash and yachid, it was really made up of a cocktail of karbonas, right? There were a whole bunch of different karbonas. Let's read from Rish Chodesh, right? Some of the musafin that we've been talking about in Unzer Edafin. Takrivu oilu l'ashem. What's this oila made up of? Parim b'nei bakar shnayim. There were two parim. V'ayil echa, there was one ram. Kvasim b'nei shana shiva t'mimim. And there was seven shepsalach. And not just that, you had to bring a mincha together with all these animals. Not just that, you had to have yayin together with all these animals. And then the Torah says, u'si'ir izen echa v'chatos l'ashem. In addition to the oila, which was made up of how many animals? 10, right? Parim b'nei bakar shnayim, v'ayil echad, kvasim b'nei shavah shiva. So on top of that, there was also a sar. And this is the way it works for every single one of the musnafin, right? U'b'chodesh harishim barba, so'yem l'chodesh pesach l'ashem. And the pasuk goes on and explains exactly what you're supposed to do. V'kraftim isha oilu l'ashem, parim b'nei bakar shnayim, v'ayil echad, v'shivah chvasim b'nei shan t'mimim yiyu l'chem, u'minchasam, yisarin yisarin, usir chaftas echad l'chapar aleichem, v'vat oilu sabagya shod oilu satom etasu alech. But either way, every single musaf was made up of the oilu component and the chatas component. The oilu, for the most part, it's not true for all of them, but you have these two parim, you have the one aisle, and you have the seven kvasim, and then you have the one singular goat, which is brought for achatas. What's the sar mechapa for? That's the whole sugya. But the bottom line is that it was made up of an oila component, and it was made up of a achatas component. The Rambam, in Hilchas Tmidim Musafin, and this is in Perek Tes, Halacha Vav, he says that even though, when you read the psukim, it sounds like first the oila was brought, and then the chatas was brought, right? The chatas is the afterthought. Usir izan echa l'chatas l'ashem, al oila satomid yeyosev v'niska, right? That's the end of the aliyah. But really, it wasn't that way. Really, the chatas was brought first, and the oilas were brought afterwards. And it's really based on a sugya, mesach tzvachim, daf tzadik, where the Mishnah says, chatas kodemes l'oila. It's a general rule, that if you're going to bring two karbonis at the same time, you being a kayan, and one is a chatas and the other one is an oila, so the chatas is always kaidemes loyal. So says the Rambam, as it relates to the musafin, even though the chatas is mentioned later, but based on the principle of chatas kaidemes loyla, the chatas was going to be brought first. The Rambam says there was one exception to the rule. Bekarbonos chag eino came. When it came to chag, what's tam chag? Sukkis. When it came to Sukkis, it wasn't like that. El kraven ala seder akasa b'teira. But rather, there was brought in the seder that it's written in the Torah, shenema, because the Torah uses the word kimishpatam, and because the Torah uses the word kimishpatam, kimishpatam means it has to be brought dafk in that order with the oil before the chatas. But with the exception of Sukkis, it's chatas kaidem is loyla, even though that's not the way it's mentioned in the Torah. Parenthetically, Rav Shloima Akoye Mivilna, in his Binyan Shloima, this is in Siman Aleph, so it's a very famous Siman, but in the middle of the Siman, he brings what he heard from his brother, Rabbi Tzal Akoye Mivilna, who taich that we say in Tfilas HaMusaf, V'shamnasa lefanecha es karbono yischoy v'seinu, t'midim kisidram, u'musafim kiholchasam. So why, said Rabbi Tzal Akoye Mivilna, when it comes to the Talmud, we say kisidram, but when it comes to the musafim, we say kilchasam. So he said, half of a fellow, because the t'midim were brought kisidram, exactly the way they're laid out in the pasuk, but the musafim were not brought the way it's laid out in the pasuk, because in the pasuk the oil is mentioned before the chatas. Oh, but the loch is chatas kedemes la'oil. That first you had to bring the series of achal chatas. So being that it's actually not going to be kesidron, the musafim is only kehilchasam, and that's the v'sham nasal lefaneches karben es chayvi seinu t'midim kesidron u'musafim kehilchasam. But akapanim dosh teito in Rambam t'midim u'musafim perik tes alochavav alochazayin ayin sham. The Mechas Chinuch in Mitzvah Shin Yud Dalet, and this is in the mitzvah that discusses the Sar HaNasa B'chutz, the Karban Musaf that was brought on Yom Kippur. So he brings this Rambam, and he's Ma'orer that the emes is that it doesn't stim at first glance with another Rambam. That other Rambam is in Hilchas Avodas Yom HaKippurim. It's in the beginning of Perek Beis. The Rambam is very, very Meirich. And the Rambam lays out exactly what the Avodah on Yom Kippur was like. Now, obviously, the Avodah on Yom Kippur is a whole Chelek in Rambam, Hilchas Avodas Yom HaKippurim. But this is the onset, and he gives you like a high level, right? The way the Rambam codified things so clearly. So the Rambam is like setting it up a little bit. And the Rambam says that we know there were two sets of clothing that the Kohen Gadol would wear on Yom Kippur. He had the big day Zav, and he had the big day Lavan. Then the Rambam says that every single time the Kohen Gadol would change his clothing, so he would be Mekadesh Yadayim V'Raglayim twice, and he'd be Toivel once, right? He'd be Mekadesh Yadayim V'Raglayim before he took off his clothing, and then he would be Toivel, and then when he put the other clothing on, he would be Mekadesh Yadayim V'Raglayim again. He changed his clothing five times, and that's why there was Chamesh Tfilos, and there were 10 times that he was Mekadesh Yad V'Ragel. And then the Rambam starts going through the Seder Ayam. Just going to read two excerpts. Says the Rambam, Ketzad, Betchilo, right in the beginning of the day, Poshet Big Day Chol Sha'olav. Kohen Gadol would take off his Big Day Chol. It's interesting, it's Yom Kippur, right? But he would take off his Big Day Chol. The toivel, and he would toivel. The oila umestapek. The loivesh big days of, and he would put on his big days of. Umekadesh yod v'raglov, and he would start doing the avodah. So the onset of the avodah was done with the regular big days of. The shoychet es hatamid, he would check the carbon tamid. Umakter k'toyre shal shachar, shal koil yoim. He would bring the k'toyres. Umetev aneirois. Umakter evorei hatamid ima chavitim v'anesachim. Umakrev hapar. The Shiva Kvasim Shal Musaf Ayoy. And it would bring the par and the seven Kvasim of the Karban Musaf. Now, the Karban Musaf on Yom Kippur was made up of a par, an ayol, seven Kvasim, and a Chatos, right? The Sarah Nasa B'chutz. But the Rambam says, what would he bring? He would bring the par and the seven Kvasim. V'achakach Mekadosh Yodav V'raglov. U'poyshet Big Day Azov. He would toivel again, he would put on the Big Day Lavan. And then he went ahead and he started doing Gros Avodis together with the Big Day Love. V'achakach, Mekadosh Yod V'raglov, U'poyshet Big Day Lavan. And he would go, he'd put on the Big Day Zav again. And now when he put on the Big Day Zav again, U'makriv Sora Shal Musif, Ayoyim, he would bring the Sora of the Musif, the Eloy, and his own personal Ayol, the Ayol on, and he would bring the Ayol of the Om as well. And then the Rambam continues. So says the Michas Chinuch, the Rambam says that when the Kohen Gadol brought the Musif on Yom Kippur, it's a little Cheshmedig, but I think it's less Cheshmedig than the Daf. But either way, when the Kohen Gadol would bring his Karban Musaf, he divided it into two parts. In the first part, and this, he would bring the par and the seven kvasim. The second time, he would bring the sa'ir and he would bring the ayil. And sezamim, between these two shlavim, by the way, a lot of avodas in between, Big Day Lavan, Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, a tefillah, between everything, he did the other, but that's how the Karban Musaf was brought. So says the Michas Chinuch, but Muscha Rishon, I had a little bit of a ha'ara. What was my ha'ara? The Rambam says that every single time the Karban Musaf was brought, the Chatos, even though it's mentioned last, was brought before the Oila. Right? It's Tmidim Kisidram, but it's Musafim Kilchasa. And the Rambam says there's one exception to the rule where the Oila was brought before the Chatos. What's the exception to the rule? The Pariachag on Sukkos. Because there it says Kimishpatim, which means it has to be Kimishpatim. If you look at the way the Rambam lays it out in Hilchas Avodas Yom Kippurim, when it came to Yom Kippur, it was also not done in that way. Because the Rambam says first they brought the Par, then they brought the seven Kvasim, and then round two, they brought the Chatos and they brought the Ayil. But it's Par 1, seven Kvasim 2, Chatos is number 3, Lemisparenu, and the Ayil is 4. I thought the Rambam says the Chatos was always brought first. This is the Michas Chinuch Zohar. Abizok the Michas Chinuch, you have to say, and it's Pashat. And that is, that this halach of Chatos Kedemis Lo'ilo means if this second, it's there, ich bring a Chatos and ich bring an Oilo. So if this second, I'm bringing a Chatos and I'm bringing an Oilo, there's a din Chatos Kedemis Lo'ilo. But being that over here, in round one, the Kohen Gadol wasn't bringing the Chatos, all he was going to bring was the par and the seven kvasim, even though it's part of a carbon that entails a Chatos. But he's not holding right now by bringing a Chatos. Being that he's not holding right now by bringing a Chatos, it is no din of Chatos Kedemes Loilo. So bring the two carbonas that you're able to bring. Faker, round two, when he was going to bring the Chatos and the Ayola Oilo, then Faker, the Rambam says that the Umakiv Sora Chatos Shal Musaf Ayoyim, and afterwards he brought brought the ayil. The reason is because of the din of chatas kedemes. So zokta mechas chinuch, it's true the Rambam holds the chatas always had to be before the oyla. But over here it wasn't a problem because the whole din of chatas kedemes l'oyla is if this second I'm bringing a chatas and I'm bringing an oyla. But in the first half of the musaf, he didn't bring the chatas bechlal. He didn't bring the chatas until later. And because he didn't bring the chatas until later, so this halach of chatas kedemes l'oyla wasn't really negay at the onset. So really all he's bringing is oyla, or you're bringing is oyla. So first you bring the par, then you bring the seven kvasim. Fakert. Round two, when he taka brought the chatas, the Rambam says before he brought the chatas, before he brought the oyla. This is what the Minchas Chinuch says in Mitzvah Shin Yudalit, and he says, take a look at what I wrote in Mitzvah Reish Tzadik Tes, and I looked, and he says it there too. So Minchas Chinuch said, it's a davar pashit, that this is pshat in the Rambam. That if, although the Rambam says the chatas was always before the oyla, and the Rambam gives you the one exception to the rule, which is the pari achag, but on Yom Kippur, even though he brought the par and the kvasim, and only later the sar l'chatas, it's not a stira, because the din of chatas kedemes is if this second I'm bringing both. But over there, he wasn't going to bring the sar l'chatas until later, and as a result, it's not a stira. But just one ha'ara, lulei de mistafina, and that is, what's takip shat that the carbon musaf on Yom Kippur was divided into two parts? Well, more specifically, why is it that the chatas taka wasn't brought until the second round, and as a result, we bypass the general rule of chatas kedemes loyla. I mean, Michas Chinuch is explaining the lamdas. It's not a stira to chatas kedemes loyla. I hear Abba Hagufa is ton beer a little bit. If in the musaf the chatas was always kedemes, then l'chayra it would have made perfect sense that bring the chatas right in the beginning, and the par and the kvasim, and don't wait until round two. What's the pshat? Of course, this is above our pay grade to try to figure out. But one ha'ara, and maybe this is emes, and that is, the pasuk says, with regards to the sar ha'nasa b'chutz, we darshan this pasuk 100 times in the first 10 blot, here in Masechet Shavuos. After the Torah mentions the entire musaf, it says, what was the last part? Se'ir izem echot chatos, milvad chatos ha'kipurim, v'oilas ha'tamid u'minchasav v'niskeim. The Sar HaNasa B'chutz was brought Milvad Chatas HaKippurim. Now, why did it come up so many times in our sugya? Because the Gemara from those words is makish. The Sar HaNasa B'fnim to the Sar HaNasa B'chutz. The Mishnah already mentioned it, right? Amash Zem Mechaper, Zem Mechaper. Because you see, there's some Zika, there's some Yachas, there's some Shaykhas between these two Seirim. But could be it's more than that. Because what's the Lashon HaPasek? The Lashon HaPasek is Milvad Chatas HaKippurim. What does Milvad Chatas HaKippurim sound like? Milvad Oilas HaBoiker. We mentioned earlier, Rashi in Yumad Avkimel Amar Aleph says that the carbon musaf was a hoisafa, it was a toisefes on the carbon tamid. Why? Because it says Milvad Oilas HaBoiker. And Milvad Oilas HaBoiker is the mashmas and moisif al varyoim b'yoimoy. It's a hoisafa on the varyoim b'yoimoy. So first you bring the carbon tamid, and afterwards there's a hoisafa, there's an add-on. And that add-on is the carbon musaf. The Torah state that the sar anasa b'chutz was Milvad Chatas HaKippur. If it's Milvad Chatas HaKippurim, it's an add-on to the Sar HaNasa B'fnim. It's a carbon musaf, so to speak. It's mamish, an add-on. It's an add-on to the Sar HaNasa B'fnim. If it's an add-on to the Sar HaNasa B'fnim, then maybe that's why first the Kohen Gadol had to bring the Sar HaNasa B'fnim. And only afterwards was he able to bring the Sar HaNasa B'chutz. Right, the Kohen Gadol starts doing his avodah, just with the Rambam. He takes off his Big Dechol. By the way, Big Dechol doesn't mean Vach and Dege Kleider, right? It means not Big Dekuna. And he puts on his Big Dei Zahav, and he does the avodah, and he brings the Tamid Shel Shachar, and even brings the Musafin. So you can bring the Musafin, let's fear the Musafin. Part of fearing the Musafin is to bring the Sar HaNasa B'chutz, but he can't bring the Sar HaNasa B'chutz. You know why? Because to bring the Sar HaNasa B'chutz, you first have to bring the Sar HaNasa B'fnim. Because the Sar HaNasa B'chutz is Milvad Chatas HaKippurim. It's a Hoysofa on the Sar HaNasa B'fnim. If it's a Hoysofa, Koydim Dachmin bring the Sar HaNasa B'fnim. So what he does is, he was Tavad all of his topic with the ganze Geschäft. And he went ahead and he brought the Sar HaNasa B'fnim. Well, after he brought the Sar HaNasa B'fnim, now he's already ready to bring the Sar HaNasa B'chutz. That's Irizim Echot Chatos Milvad Chatos HaKippurim. That's the sinyan over here. And the emes is, I think there's a little bit of an oimik here. Because why is the Torah even mentioning the Sar HaNasa B'fnim here in the parasha of the Musafin? Kup Tesarayim Bechla. Right, okay, for the Hekesh. Why is it even mentioned? Because that's the heft of the Sar HaNasa B'chutz. It's Milvad Chatas HaKippurim. That's why we need to mention it over here. Poshin, it's like, just for the Hekesh Shabbai. We're throwing in a whole carbon that has no shaykhs to this parasha. A bit to make a hekesh. I think it's much more than that. The heft of the carbon is milvat chatas hakipurin. Milvat oilas aboika shelo oilas atomit. That's what the musaf is. This is milvat chatas hakipurin for oilas atomit. It's a hoysafa, right? Just the whole pasuk. It's a hoysafa. It's a musaf on the chatas hakipurin. It's a musaf on the oilas atomit. Regardless, it could be. That's why first the Sar HaNasa B'Fnim had to be brought, and only afterwards were you able to bring the Sar HaNasa B'Chutz.